There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Bucharest, Romania, Antonio Calabashanu, geopolitical futures analyst, also a professor in Bucharest. I ask her guidance now on headlines that are disturbing in many directions. For example, London reporting, Russia to call up tens of thousands more soldiers. Also, Moscow media told to publish the torture footage of the Moscow alleged terrorists. Also, what we have here is reports of major interruptions in the understanding that Ukraine is losing. We have Polish jets being scrambled in response to a Russian attack. We also have questions raised by several prime ministers about Russia's intentions. We also have news that Russia is starting a spring draft April 1st, and according to the London Times, tens of thousands to be called up. And then we have report of a drone or pieces of a drone found along the Danube border with Ukraine, found in a Romanian area, a small city named Braila. Antonio, a very good evening to you. It was for 2 years, our conversation that Romania was in the fight as a member of EU and NATO, but not getting shot at. Right now, what do we know about these drone parts? Where was it found? And what is your thinking about why there would be a drone in Romanian territory? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for inviting me over. Well, fact is that Romania has been on the front line, has been helping Ukraine, getting out its exports through the Danube. And the drone was found close to one of the Danube's most important ports in Braila that Romania modernized during the last year in order to facilitate trade for Ukraine, but not only, obviously. So in order to increase the flow of merchandise. Now, we have had incidents closer to the border with Ukraine, nearby the ports of Ukraine on the Danube, as Russia was basically attacking the Ukrainian ports. We have had, I think, 2 incidents of drones or just, you know, alarms sounding for drones covering the Danube side of Romania. But it is the first time that we have one so close to a port that is not so nearby the Ukrainian territory. At this moment, we do not know if this was a Russian drone. However, logic tells us that this might be a Russian drone, probably meant to hit the Ukrainian port of Ren, which is on the other side of the Danube, a few miles away from Braila. With that in mind, that pretty much shows that Romania is exposed. We knew that beforehand. We knew that helping Ukraine has a risk attached to everything. And with the escalation, we kind of keep wondering what kind of attacks Russia has in mind, because obviously after Caracas Mall, Russia has to make a decision on whether to increase the attacks on Ukraine or not. And it seems that that decision has been made, because during the last days since the terrorist attack on Caracas Mall, it is pretty obvious that Russia has decided to mount operations on the Ukrainian front. So, sorry, that's pretty much where we are currently. We do not know. So it's, while it's confirmed by the authorities here in Romania that we have had a drone hitting the territory of Romania, inside territory this time, we do not have much more details on what kind, Where did it flow? So all of this is, you know, just logical, let's say, thinking on my side.
Yes, but I'm unfamiliar with the map of the Black Sea, and you've been teaching me in this particular area. The Danube flows from the Black Sea back to Western Europe. It's a very large river with channels, and it's used for commerce routinely before the war. Because there was a blockade of grain coming out of Ukraine, the Danube was being employed to get grain into Europe. That caused problems with farmers. I believe the Poles, among others, were complaining about Ukrainian grain being dumped for cheap in the European market. That might be solved by the NATO missiles driving the Russian Black Sea fleet to the east of the Black Sea, opening up channels that allow grain to get out of the Black Sea into the Mediterranean. However, what you're teaching me now is that the Russians have identified this particular stretch of the Danube, where you have a border, an international border with Ukraine. It's right across the river. And this is Odessa Oblast, which I think is part of Novorossiya. Is that correct, Professor?
That is correct. That is basically the Odessa region, which is and has been under attack by Russia, because that's the major port of Ukraine. And indeed, there is also a channel that is functional currently in the Black Sea. However, not all of the merchandise sent from Ukraine to the world market from Odessa is sent via the Black Sea. Some of it still comes on the Romanian Danube, mostly on railroad, mostly through Moldova. Moldova also has a point on the Danube close to this place where the drone has hit Romanian territory. And there is like a sort of a pearl of ports, if you will, on the Danube channel that facilitates trade between the two countries. That was one of the reasons that Romania has worked on increasing the flows on the Danube for the trade to reach either Constanza and from Constanza get back to the Black Sea, or for Ukrainian trade to be put on the Danube or on railway to go to other countries in the world. So bottom line, that is a core node that has been used for about a year or so that helped Ukraine ship its merchandise. And yes, Romania also had troubles with the farmers because of this, you know, facilitation of Ukrainian trade. Some of that trouble also comes because we are in an election year in Europe as well. So there is a political angle to look at the troubles and the farmers' protests in Europe as well. However, that particular region that we are talking about has not have had protests and has been pretty stable. Even if the Russians have attacked Odessa and Odessa Oblast and ports along the Danube. So that has been the major risk of that particular region.
Professor Antonia Colobosanu, she's in Bucharest. Please consult your map if these things are new to you. Constanza on the Black Sea area is where there's a NATO contingent and a U.S. military contingent. And the Odessa Oblast borders Romania. The version that comes to mind is that Romania is now the front lines of the war. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.